Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Moshe Rosh Yechiyahu and the schus Kibiyo ben Oira. And Rav Eliezer Chaim and Esther Sima, Rav Yosef ben Chana. And it's based in the Torah of Rabbeinu of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Kohen Rav Chaim. Ksubis 12b, Yehudis the Vistra Abchiyavis Litzar Leida. Amar lei, amar li aim, kibal bacha bich kiddush ki zutris. Amar la lav kol kamina dimach, that's a selech ilabi ilaboi. So Yehudis, the wife of Rabchia, had Sar Leda. She was having some birth trouble giving birth, pain giving birth. And she told him, she just know that my mother told me that my father received kiddushin from me when I was a little child. So he answered her, you are not believed. You're not empowered. Your mother is not empowered to asser you to me. In other words, she was essentially saying, my mother says that I'm asser to you. My father was Makabal Kedusha when I was a little girl. So I'm asser to you. So he says, sorry, Charlie, you don't have the... He said to her, sorry, and her name is Charlene, not Charlie. Charlotte. So you don't have the power to... Your mother doesn't have the power to asser you to me. Taisa Sid writes that even though she's believed normally, Shavin Afshichdichti Sura, we learn later on in Perakah Omer, if she says Kidashtani and he says, no, lo Kidashticha, I wasn't Makadish, she says, you were. So he's permitted in her relatives because he denies it. But she's forbidden to his relatives because she's Shavin Afshichdichti Sura. So Kim Tfor the Shaila, the question is, why don't we say Shavi here as well? Here we should say, Shavi Anafshi Chatichadi Sule. She's saying, I'm asur to you. She has the power to do that. A person can make something asur to themselves. That's the He'orah of the Tosis Rid. And he answers that that's because there's no kesher. B'has mishim v'lo agidu gabay hokach kikas v'anafshi lovayu. But here there's no kesher. But here there's a kesher. There's no kesher. So she can answer herself on him and she can say kidashtani. She's believed for herself. There's no hafsid lachrini, but here she's agida be, she's connecting with mishabdale. She's mishuabedis to him. So she's not believed to ask herself to him because she's Meshuabed, she's already married. So since she's already married, she's already Meshubed to him, so she's not believed. In the Shara Melech, Perek Tes, Mehilchos Ishus, Halacha Tes Vavi writes that we see In this Tesis Rid, that Maisa is talking about where she's Moidel Divraim, she admits it. She says, Mommy was right. I believe her that Daddy was Makadish me. Then we can say, Shavi Nafshi, if she's not Moide, then there's no Shavia. So is Mavur and Ridvan Al Sugia. They were talking about where the girl is Moidel Divraim, Ein Shem Divra Ridvan the Shara Melech. He brings from the Chuvas of the Ma'arit who asks on the territory of the Tesis Rid that just because she's Agida, why can't she be Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Disura? A woman can say, Hanach, Hanach Tashmish Echalai, that the Hanah of your Tashmish is Asur to me. And she's Asura, why? Because Ein Machil Ladam Dover Asur Lo. You don't give something to somebody to eat. So even that's Asur to them. So a person can say, Hanach Tashmish Echalai, and even though she's Mishua Bedes, the Tashmish is Asur she. She can say such a thing. So even though there's a Shibud, still Shavi, so that's the Kasha of the Ma'arit. So the Shara Melech asks in the Ma'arit, what does the din of Shavi Nafshi Chati Yisrael have to do with Isser Neder? The Legabe Neder, she answers him, so she can ask her. We don't care about the Shiva, it's a Neder. Kedino Isser Nechse Chaver Al Atzma, but here, the Mishum Ne'amanus is seen in Allah. Here we're talking about Ne'amanus, that a person's Ne'aman Al Atzma, Yosem Yimei Ha'idim. So then we can say that since there's a Shibud, from her to him, a woman is obligated and bound to her husband. So Mela, she's not believed. So he writes, Shabdas HaMa'arit, that he holds, Taka the din of Shabi Nafshtich of Yisur is Midin Neder. Kassering a Chayfetz, and other Gedol HaChronim also say this. So Mela, he says, so you see that since Shabi is Midin Neder, and even there's a Shibud, Shabi works, the Shabi should also work by us. In this case, when you ask your husband to you, Midin Shabia. So Rabbi Tzvi Blazer, already in the Pre-Yitzchak, Chelek Besim and Lamed Ches, asks that the Ma'arit himself is doicha the svar that Shabi Nafshich Hatichah Surah. In other words, the Shar Melch writes Bedas HaMa'arit that he holds the Shabi's Midin Neder. But the Pre-Yitzchak says Ma Pito. He himself is doicha in Ebenezer Simon Aleph the svar that Shabi's Midin Neder. He holds Midin Ne'amonis, like the Ktsos writes. Simon Lam Dalas, if Kondalas, Megillah Hodalas Baldin. Don't tell me that the Ma'arit holds that it's Midin Neder, it's Tak Midin Ne'amonis. Not like the Shaar Melech wants to say Bedas HaMa'arit. Now that the Tosfos Rit says that Kevin the Rishab, the Lo Mahani, the Shabi Nafshim, the Nisua, we see this in the Ran and Nidolim as well, 90b. It says originally, the woman was believed to say, Tumayani Lecha, that I'm forbidden to you. And then they said, no, maybe she's interested in another guy, and therefore she's making up the whole story. Shema, Shalotei Shana Sena Sena Ba'achram, Lekalkelis Al Baila. We don't want to think that maybe she's has another guy in mind, so she wants to mess over her husband, so we don't believe her anymore. So she has to bring a Ra'i L'Torea. In fact, the Ran, since Medina, she says, Tumayani Lecha, she says, Surah Al Baila, Kibishna Rishayna. So how are we matir? Because of this chashash, maybe nosnei nevacha, she wants another guy. Where's the iser? She's also, Mishnah Rishon is that she's also Ral Bailu, and she says to man. So he writes, in the name of Acher, the Mishnah Rishon is not talking about a din. The Medina vade eni shenem enes lamer to man ilucha, she can have him afkir herself from her husband, because she's Mishua Betis. And only Midah Rabbanon, they were metakin to believe her. The rabbi saw Shemate, and maybe she looked at somebody else. The rabbanon, they were attacking that we believe her, and that she's a surah to her husband. And since the rabbi saw that maybe she has her eyes in somebody else, they said, hey, let's not believe her. So again, Mikra Adin says the Ran, a woman is not believed to say to Tumayani Lecha because she's Meshua Bedis to her husband. She's Meshuba, there's no Shavya. That's Me'ikar Adin. But Midrabanan, they said, let's believe her just in case. And they said, no, we're not going to believe her Midrabanan anymore because maybe she wants to mess her husband over and go into another man. So, Kumu Adina, we establish her according to Ikar Adin. So, Yishladak take the Ma'arit, as we saw earlier, has a problem with the Tosfos Rit. The Tosfos Rit says that when a woman's Gidabe, when she's connected to a man, she's Meshua Bedis, and we don't say Shabi Anavshe. So he could have asked this Kash already on the Ran. Why didn't the Ma'arit ask his Kash on the Ran? In the Dharm, how can the Ran say that Meikar Adin, Ein Ishan Emedis to be Mafkia herself from her husband because she's Meshua Bedis, out Shavia? So what? Ma'arit says, you can say Tatanas Tashmi Shechalai. So there you could say Shav even though there's a sheep, but here also you could say Shav even though there's a sheep. So why does the Ma'arit ask Kasha here on the Ran? So would appear as follows, says Moreno Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, that in this klal, that Mishua Bedis, we don't believe it, Shavi and Afshi Chaticha B'Yisura, B'Choira, it would appear that the Yisod HaDover is like we find by Doz Baldin. When someone's chov la'achirim, there's no nemonis. So here also, when she's Meshua Bedis, she's chov la'achirini. We're seeing Subis 19a. So here also, she is chov la'baila. She's mafkir herself from her husband. אך דחוב לבילו מפקיע עצמא ממנו לא ימהמנה. שרי דינא דשביא נפשי חתיך דאיסורא מדינא דהדס בעל דין הוא קורא כאמור. If it's medina does bal din, so you can't do it to someone else because you're not believed when it's chav lacharini or it's chav lacharini. Azoi kacha nira al pi al panav, aval ein lefaresh ken lama. Because in the sort of this din of does bal din, makom shechav lacharini loy mehim that he's not believed it's chav lacharini, it would appear shein ze mishum de lav kol kamin. It's not because lav kol kamin eligol mehefsi vorol lacharim. Because he's not empowered to cause the loss to other people. Because that's not an issue. The reason is, that's not the issue. You're not a baal din shel acherim. It's like being moida about something that's not yours. You have no right. You're not empowered to be mafkia, take away a schus, rights that somebody else has. Now, ksubis that we referenced earlier, 19a, when a Malvus says about a shtar that it was a shtar amana, so the loiva says it's a shtar amana. She's not believed to say it's a shtar amana. There are actually two days there in the Gemara. There's one day that it's the loiva. There's another day that it's the Malva, who says that it's a shtar amana. Shtar amana is a shtar that isn't really wasn't written for an actual loan. So it's written so that afterwards you can use the shtar, but in the meantime there's no loan. So the malve is not believed to say it's a shtar amana, even though he owes somebody else money. And if he owes somebody else money, then he's chav lacharini. So he's not believed. Why? He's not believed because of that. Because since he's chav lacharini to his baal chov, he can't be believed. In other words, since Medina Rav Nosson chayv aloyve l'sham l'bal chov v'shal amalve aloyve, he's chayv to pay to the right the Ruvin Oshim and Shimon Ozlevi, the Ruvin Ospeda Levi. So Mekevnu Medina Rav Nosson chayv aloyve l'sham l'bal chov v'shal amalve nemsi shem moide al midi d'shayich l'achirin l'fik l'chein anem. So it emerges that he's being moide about something that's shayich to somebody else, and therefore he's not believed. He's not believed. Why is he not believed? Because he's being moide about somebody else's money. The Malva is saying it's a shtar amana. Say, well, it's shtar amana. It's very nice, but you owe somebody else money when you say it's a shtar amana. You're not going to be paying him back. So we don't believe him. You have no right to be mafkir the schus of other people. The Kamon and Dafsamechayon with Beis and Kiddushin, the Gemara asks on the Lim of Dabashe Be'erva, Dabadabar Mimaman, that we learn Xerashabba Dabadabar. From Dabba Shiba Mammon, Yimala Allah no das baal din kameidim dan riafkan no das baal din kameidim up. So if you make a two shtel between Erev and Mammon, so just like by Mammon we say, O das baal din kameidim dami, so here also we say, O das baal din kameidim dami. And therefore, in certain instances, you wouldn't need by Kiddushin. Right? By Kiddushin, you shouldn't need two Eidim. Does bal din? Answer the Gemara, no. Hasim lo kol chayv lachrini. Hol chayv lachrini. There's no chayv lachrini. Here there's a chayv lachrini. Rashi explains that krovoi se hanes ruboi v'krovoi v'nes arba. When they say kedushin, it's chayv lachrini because all the relatives become usher to both of them. The Rashi there explains, haino mishum dines la kule alma v'odas ezu. The Rashi explains that it's because she became asura to everybody with this haidah. So either it's the kroivim or her, but there's a chav la'achrini here, frek the Rashba on both perushim. My mechayv is sika, what mechayv is there? My islahu Allah, or my shaychi ba the name of she chav lahem boi da'asa. Otum yishahid yishamachu zeh lechaveyon or ne'mon. V'l nachem dorma gbil tzir chaveyo chaveyo lo'y kashin, nachem dorma gbil tzir chaveyo chaveyo lo'y kashin. Ad lo'y kane chaveyo, odai v'habitav yislachom ak shmachav lachem, al pi shayisim lachem, lo'y gulam shum schus. Shani yasim da'av yikhef gul schus akol aleo. So the Rashba says a very, very practical kasha. He says, well, what are they? Like we would say, very balabatish, right? Not in a bad way, a good way, balabatish. We would say, what is chavlachrini? What does she owe anybody? She's chavlachrini. She owes somebody something. She can't ask her herself. She can't ask her relatives. They owe them something. Chavlachrini is when you owe somebody something and then you take that away. But here, nobody owes anybody anything. So that's a... it's difficult to say. It's because of this. You're asking her, you're asking Kroyman. What do they owe anybody? They don't owe anybody. And when it comes to the Hefker, so Hefker, there we say, you can't be Mambia Tzilacher Lokan Echavero because you're Tafis Bachel Makh Shalom Lacher. And there it's a different word. There it's because they can be Zeichel without Rishus. There you can be Zeichel without Rishus. You can be Zeichel without Rishus. It belongs to the whole world. You don't need any Rishus from anybody. So it's like it belongs to the whole world. So therefore, because you're chavlach mina, the rest of the world, like they have a schus in it. But here, when it comes to answering the koivin herself, what type of schus do they have? Me, me, b'chol. As nechav b'das Rashi v'Rabbi Nuchanan el piyam b'vora, as ech nefaresh ki anachem perashim al das Rashi. As it means Rashi amar because of the koivin. And the Rashi brings Rabbeinu Chananel because she answers herself in this Hoidah that she married. So it appears B'das Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel that if we say that the Chavlach Chweini and her name on it because Lav Kol Kamina because you can't cause a loss to somebody else, so that's not Shaykh Lagabi Kedushin. Because it's totally B'das Isha, nobody has any schos in the sea, she's doing a Kaddish below her, she can do a Skadesh to anybody she wants, and they have no rights in her. So there's no Ra'la Achayim, like the Rashi Bot Gifrei. However, if we expand together with Chavlach Chweini, that when it comes to what belongs to somebody else, you're not the Baal Din. So we can say this Gam L'Gabi Kiddushin, since the Kiddushin asks her, Akuli Alma Kehekdesh, so it turns out that the Etzem HaKiddushin is a Milsa de Shaykh Anami L'Acherim. Kevin L'Acherim, Da'avda Ein L'Acherim Bashum Schus, Yikom Mokom Soif Soif Hoy Da'osa, Yibidavra Apoil Dine Yisra L'Gabi Achrini. You're right, other people have no rights in her. Nevertheless, her hoido is in a matter that's poyel dina yisir legabi achem. She's asking herself to the rest of the world. So, b'dover ashaich la'acherim, you're not a baal din. It's a matter of causing them loss. There's no loss. There's no loss. She doesn't know them. They have no schus to be mekadisher. It's not pshat. You can't cause anybody a loss. It's not called a loss for somebody else. However, since they don't have a schus to be makadisha, without her rutzen, she can do whatever she wants. There's no roh la'achirin. However, if we say the gedra of chav la'achirini is if it's a b'davar shaykh la'achirin, you're not the baal din. So we could say this legabi kedushin as well. Because the kedushin asir akuli alma kehekdish. You're not the baal din b'davar shaykh la'achirin. And now it's shaykh la'achirin. Because the Etzem Kedushin is a milsa de Shaykh al Acher. So others have no rights in her, but her Hoidah is Poyal Isser. So it's considered Dabar Shaykh al Acher. Mushim Lomahani Adas Baldim El Dumid Oidah Shuch Chayiv Mamen, Chiv Mamen. Dumid Lo Shaykh al Gabi Nafshi, when it comes to Chiv Mamen, so there I can say it's my own money. So it's not Shaykh to anybody else. So there I can admit I owe you money. But that a woman should admit she married some guy. Now she's asking herself to the rest of the world. And b'davar shaykh l'achirim lav baal dinu. Kedushin is a davar shaykh l'achirim. So when you get invited to a wedding, you should go. Because shaykh to you also. Becoming also to you. Other reasons to go. Better reasons. So that's all good, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that she's asking herself for their hadol. That's considered chav l'achirim of l'peirish Rashi. Chav l'achirim is out to the kraven. Kravis. Because this isn't chayyeh considered a midi shaykh lachrini k'shevi pshuto any kedushin polim but smooth something kedushin itself aren't polim themselves the yisur kroven. Rather, it is an outcome. It is a taitza of the chalois ishus. She's nesaris memela b'kroiva b'krovos nesarim boi. And that's no reason that the Etzem HaKedushin should be a Midi. Shaykh Lechem knows that you have the Etzem Kedushin, the Taitzah of the Kedushin. That's the conclusion, is that she's asked to the whole world. That we get. You have no right to ask yourself to the whole world. You're not believed alone. To Dabar Shaykh Lacheru. But here, the Etzem HaKadushin is B'Seder Gomor. Let's say the Etzem HaKadushin, according to Rashi, Etzem is B'Seder Gomor. The problem is the Kroivim. The Kroivim is only a Tetzah. So why should she believe about the Etzem HaKadushin? So this is only B'Gedr Grimas Hefseid V'Ra Lacherini. It's causing them a loss, maybe. But that's not a problem of Adaz Baal Din. So there's no Hefseid Lacherim, like we said. Anybody can marry whoever they want. So the shaila is, why then do we say that they're not believed to ask their craving? Apitom abaya, nishem panchim baya. That's a makadushin's beseder gamur. But up here, it's not so. Eladisar akorvis is that's included in the asiyas hakadushin. That's just like she's asking herself, she's asking her krovis. You see this in the Tosfos written gittin. Even the mandamer, yochel kadosh chutz miploni, hani meliki shir la'am lo de'lo shir, avlim shir la'atzim, if mandamer la'arayet mukudeshes, levi asfer like kol korvasayich, chutz miploni slikuli am lo, avi kedushin kevin shir la'atzim. They didn't record to the mandamer that a person can be mekadosh herself to anybody except for ploni, that a man can be mekadosh a woman to everybody except for ploni. That's only if he's Messiah for himself. That's only if he's Messiah for the world. And for himself, he didn't leave anything over. But if he was Messiah for himself, that was he left something over even for himself. For example, he said, Hared mekudeshes levi asru alai kol korvesai chutz miplainis. In the first case, he's Mishayer for the world, but for himself, he has total Kedushin. He just left for the world that somebody else can marry. But if he's Mishayer for himself, that he said, your Mekudesh is to me, and all of your Krovos are Asir, except for Plonis, her Eli. The Kuliyam, it's not Kedushin. Why? Because he was Mishayer for himself. The Kuliyam, it's not Kedushin. Why is it not Kedushin, the Kuliyam? Because he only did a partial Kedushin. If you say the Yisra Krovos is Chalme Meila, since she's ishto, korvaseh asuros olav, lo diu kovidle, kenei she'achal shir b'se korvas. If you say that it's part and parcel of the kedushin, if you say the iser korvas is chal memeila, after his makadisher, since she's his wife, her korvos, her relatives, are asuros to him, and he's not doing it. So how's it shayach at all to be mishayach the iser korvas? You can only do a shear if you're doing it on your own. How does he have the right to do it on his own if it's automatic? And therefore the shear should be misbatil. This leaving over her krova should be misbatil. So everybody except for your sister, her I like. No. She should be mukadeshes legamri. So why isn't she? So it must be that the Yisra Krovos you kavit. If it wasn't him doing it, then he has no power. It's not him doing it. He has no power to say, all right, everybody is usher to me except for your sister. Your sister I like. That he can't do. Because it's automatic, if it's automatic. And if the Yushin should be chal. The answer is that it's not automatic. He's doing it. And therefore, that's part and parcel of his Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, it would have been Monea the Chalais Kedushin. So therefore, Kedushin is considered Mid the Chavla Achrini Mishim Miser Krovos. Because the Etzem Kedushin is Poli Yisra Krovos, therefore he can make a Tanai and say, yeah, everybody except for your sister. And it's not Bispatel. Because he's, with his Maisa Kedushin, he's answering the Krovos. So therefore, Kedushin, part and parcel of the Kedushin, is you're answering her to the rest of the world. And therefore it's Chav Lachrini. And you're answering the Krovos to the rest of the world. It's also Chav Lachrini. Why is it Chav Lachrini? Because you have no right to take away someone else's chus. You have no right to b'davar shayach la'acherim lav baal dinu. You're not a baal din when it's shayach to someone else. So he's not a baal din to the Aser Krovos, that's shaykh to someone else. And that too is the gather of why loy mahani hoy dos baldin hechad uchav lacharini. That's why hodas baldin doesn't work when you're chav lacharini. Why? Because you have no right in someone else's din. Davar shaych lacharim, it's relevant to others. You're not a baldin, and therefore there's no hodas baldin. So if someone's makabel tana from his friend, and the makabel says after the tana comes to the hand, this matana is mavutelas, or he says tibatel, or he says yevshiba, he didn't say anything. You see, he wants to be mavatel now, but it already came into his hand. Betel he ain't a matana. But if he says a lashon of betela, reina matana, dvarav kayamin. Because what he's saying is that it was like that from the beginning. Even beforehand, even before I got it, I didn't want to accept it. And what's the nafkamina Rashi says if he is a baal choif? If Dvarav Kayamin, then the Baal Chov can't be Koive. So frek the Rashba. That he's believed to say Batele Ena Matana, he's believed with these Lashonas because of Baal Din, Adaz Baal Din. But if he's a Baal Chov, he's Chov Lacherim. So how could he be say that, no, it's not a Matana, it's Batele Ena Matana. How does he have the right to say Azazach? Ein kaze davar. Ein kaze davar. Lama? Because he's Chov Lacherini, he's a Baal Chov. So as you believe, we don't say where you're chavla acherim, we don't say adas baldin kameidim tam. So he brings there an opinion that be'emes he's only neman b'makom sheno chavla acher. But b'das Rashi would appear al pi amul that he says im yesh lo bal choiv, in other words a bal choiv that he has before he was makabel the matana. No, Rashi holds that he had this specific land before he was makabel the matana. Before he was makabel the matana, he already had land. So Reuven owes Shimon $100, and then he's makabel this field. And he wasn't mishabe this field to the Malveh. Because when he got the loan, he didn't have this field that he received as a Matana. First he had the loan, he owed $100, and now he gets this field. But this field isn't, he doesn't say die, in other words, he doesn't say anything I acquire is going to be yours. He doesn't say that to the Malva. So this karka specifically is not mishibah to the Malva. He could just collect it because like he can collect his shirt off the guy's back. But this specific field is not mishibah to the Malva. So that's not considered hoidab immediately shach lechem. It's not considered shach to the Malva. Malva is no schus in the gufa karka. So you see, moda this thing belongs to him. Either there's a loss caught to the Malva, cost to the Malva, it doesn't bother us. Because we don't say that you're not considered, you're considered chav lechem if there's a loss to Yenim. We don't care if there's a loss, let there be a loss. Let there be a loss. Lo mishanelanu. What she mishanelanu is that somebody has a schus, you're not allowed to take away someone's schus. Midi shaykh al achayrim, you have no schus to take that away. But here this land isn't considered shaykh al achayrim. And Mimela, the person can say that Hodos Baldin, that I was never a Makabal Samatan in the first place. אז לפי מה שנתבהר, נראה שלא שייך לפרש, שייך למשועבד אסלוי מהימנה, לשביו ענף שחתיך לאיסורה. So, we should not explain that a person's משובד is not מהימן, is not believed to be שעב ענף שחתיך לאיסורה. It's because the cloud that does, but that doesn't work, במקום שחב לאחר, because שעב ענף שחתיך לאיסורה, since she's moida that she's a surah al-baila, even though she's in shu'abed islam, nevertheless, this is not a hidah, but maybe the labdita, that we should say that the person's not a baldin. Because in matters of isser, a person is always a baldin on himself. The bimili di surah, la'oilam ha'odam atzmai hu a baldin alze. When it comes to isser, you're always the baldin. And that you're causing a hefsed loss to somebody else, that's not migare anything. In the Hodas Baldin and Shavya Navshe. So that's the maybe Kash of the Marit. That you see a woman can say, Anas Tashmishech Alai, Anas Tashmishech Alai, Asura, because Ein Machin La Dover Asura, we see the Etzim Adover. Madai Seras Anas Tashmishech Alea. So she's Meshubatishas, but she can still ask her Tashmish. Because this is considered, this is her own Isser. And the Shibud goes away automatically. And so to the Gabe Chaticha di Isura. It's only Hoidab Emili de Nafsha. Masha Nimna Aide Kach Shia Buddha. Labai Leina Magarena Manusa. So that just goes away automatically. In other words, we had the Kash of the Mahri. Now we're explaining Kash of the Mahri. The Tosis Rit said, that the reason she can't say that I'm forbidden to you, my father was Makadish me when I was a little girl and I'm forbidden to you. So Yisrit says she can't say that because she's Meshua Bedist. And the Rit says, who cares that she was Meshua Bedist? Because she's Agida, she's connected, we don't say Shavya. You can say Anas Tashmishech Alai. As well as Pshad, you can say Anas Tashmishech Alai. You can say Anas Tashmishech Alai because it's Midi Deiser. Yes, she's meshubit for Ishus, but now there's an Isser involved. And the middle of the Shibut goes away. So too, in Shavi and Ashe Chaticha Disur, this woman should be able to say, since it's Nogiat to her, so she should be allowed to say, it's not considered Nogiat to others, because when it comes to a Surin, the person's the Baal Din. When it comes to a surim, if I'm answering something on myself, so I'm the Baal Din. I'm the Baal Din to answer it on myself. This is not considered nogea to others. Mili di sur lolam odim atzim hua Baal Din alze. The person himself is the Baal Din. And causing a loss to others doesn't bother us. That's not the garea the nemanus of Hodas Baal Din. So you see from Anas Tashmishech Alai Asura, because Ein Machin Lo Adam Dover Asur Lo. So yes, she's Meshubet for Ishus, but that doesn't matter. Because it's not considered Asur, Nichse Chaver Al Chaver, or somebody else's property on them, because The Yisur is for herself, and the Shibud goes away automatically. So to the Gabi Chashav and Ashkhadi Chadisura, she's answering herself. What about the Shibud to her husband? That goes away automatically. So that would be the Kasha of the Maharit. Now, sweet friends, we still have to explain why didn't ask this Kasha on the Ran. וזו העבודה שלנו לשיעור אהבה בעזרת השם. עוד נראה נפלאות. אז אנא, יישארו עמנו בעזרת השם. אנחנו עוד נמשיך, והדברים היו נפלאים. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם.